If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your closing bell for November 13th, 2024. First off, happy birthday to my brother, David. He'll be, I forget how old he is. He's 3 or 4 years older than me, but happy birthday, bro. Mortgage rates dropped a little bit today, not as much as I thought they would because the bond market took a complete turn once I did to this morning's video. So what's going on right now? Well, the CPI number came out. This was inflation on the consumer side. It came out pretty much in check. Nothing else came out today to really shock the market. Kind of a nice calm day in the markets. But tomorrow we have some data that the Federal Reserve is going to really like. Initial jobless claims, that's that jobs report that they always want to see. And then also producer inflation. So they're getting inflation on the producer side, as well as the unemployment claims report for tomorrow, giving us kind of a little dive into the jobs numbers. Here's what's happening in the bond market right now. We have the MBS. It just spiked up this morning right through here. So when I did my opening bell this morning, the MBS market shot all the way up to here. It was up, I forget what it was, about 20 or 30 points. It retracted and gave back about half of that so far throughout the day. That's why we saw just a little movement in the in mortgage rates today. On this side of the equation, though, the equity markets are still doing okay. We got the Dow Jones basically up 47, S&P 1, NASDAQ 50. So basically, it's a flat market right now, which I'm okay with. Go over to cryptocurrencies. Is it 89,000? Bitcoin briefly tops 93, so I don't know what's going on with that today. Oil, how's the oil market doing right through here? And it continues to go down. So that's what we're seeing right through there. So now there was some delinquency reports that were just out. My goal here is to make sure that you're educated and you get the accurate information. So I'm going to go over to Steve Lieseman over at CNBC, and they're going to talk about delinquencies on credit cards, mortgages, basically the whole gamut, so you guys understand what's going on with there. Please also check out our live event that we had this afternoon with Jaspreet Singh. He's a fantastic young man. He has newsletters. He does consulting and a bunch of other things. We had him on today to talk about what 2025 is going to look like, and check out that video. There's no housing crash that he sees in the horizon, nor myself. So that's what we're seeing right through there. But let's get over to right through here, the delinquencies. Is it a concern? Well, let's take it over to Steve Lieseman, see what he has to say about this.
Some breaking news on the New York Fed on consumer debt. Let's get to Steve Lieseman. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Carl. Good morning. Yeah, some mixed news here on this delinquency issue, which we've been following for quite a while. Total delinquencies did rise to up by 0.3% to 3.5% of debt outstanding, the highest level since the second quarter of 2020. But don't get too concerned because it remains below the pandemic era, which was always closer to 4.7 or 4.8%. New delinquencies, that is transitioning to 30 days plus. It was up for autos, mortgage, but was down for credit cards, which you'll see in a little bit has been the problem area. The number of foreclosures and bankruptcies both declined, but they remain elevated. Okay, let's do a little comparison looking here. Now, this is the recent trend. You can see it's been up to 1.97%. Serious delinquencies, 90 days plus or more delinquent, but before the pandemic had been routinely above 3%. So on the way up, but still not at the levels before the pandemic. And now you can do a little comparison here of the different types of loans here. Mortgage delinquencies, 90-day plus, below the pandemic level. Same with autos. But the credit card number, as I said earlier, that's the one where you want to watch out for. Those elevated credit card levels had interest rates probably leading to increased delinquencies there. Real quick, I want to talk about Lori Logan. She said she anticipates more rate cuts from the Fed. She's the Dallas Fed president, but difficult to know how many cuts. And the reason I bring this up, guys, is because pretty consistent guidance from the Fed, which is this idea that December's probably on, but don't really make big bets about next year because we just don't know.
And that's what I'm showing you right on the screen. So what he was talking about is the last person he spoke about was a Fed official. And she's saying, well, they're probably going to cut in December, but then it's kind of cloudy from there. So basically it's telling us right here there's an 82% chance that the Federal Reserve will cut rates again at the next meeting. But as you guys know, that doesn't mean it's going to roll over to mortgages. And again, if you want to learn more about real estate, equities, what we're expecting in 2025, please check out today's live event with Jess Breit. We talk about all these and more. So that is my report for today. My name is Dan Frio. I'll say like Jess Breit says, I'm just an average guy out on YouTube trying to help you guys with mortgages. So if that's your case, if you're out there looking to maybe buy that first house, maybe an investment property, we have a lot of people right now trying to pull equity out of their homes to buy investment properties or maybe do a move up in their home. They have a lot of equity in it and they want to keep it because of that low rate so they can cash flow it. So that's what we're doing with a lot of people. And some people right now are buying properties from their parents or their in-laws or their relatives. There's a sneaky way to do that without having really to put any money down and to not pay PMI. So if you need help with those, in those areas, please reach out to me. I'd love to help. You can go to therateupdate.com. Here's our site. If you're looking to buy your first house, please make sure you check out to see if there's grants available for you nationally and in the Chicagoland area. But if you're ready to get the ball rolling, just click the Apply Now button. You'll have a chance to either put in schedule a consultation with me or go ahead and start your application. If you'd rather call us, a lot of people do that as well. You can scroll down to the bottom of our website and you'll see our 800 number right through here. It's 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day. Be safe out there. And God willing, I'll see you back here tomorrow morning and let you know how this mess starts a new day. See you then. Bye-bye.